What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Now we're going to run down to Port O'Connor. I'm going to check in with old Captain Lynn Smith this morning. Hey, man, what's going on, Lynn?
Oh, man, not a whole lot. Got back from Florida.
Yeah, you recovering from your snook trip?
Yep. Finally got back. I tell you, that flight was a heck of a deal. I didn't think we were going to get out of Florida.
With all that rain? Man.
Yeah, all that rain. We boarded the plane at 10:30 in the morning, and the plane didn't take off till 7:30 at night. We sat on that airplane.
Did you have to sit on the runway in that plane that long, or did they let you back off?
No, we sat on the runway in that plane.
Good Lord.
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah. It was crazy. And then we finally landed in Houston. We sat at the gate for an hour. Well, actually, we sat on the plane for an hour before they rolled up to the gate. I said, man, this is crazy.
I'm glad I don't fly or go anywhere anymore. I'd be a werewolf.
Oh, man.
They may be making one of them crazy plane videos out of me inside there after sitting on the runway that long. Good Lord.
Oh, God. I didn't get back to Port O'Connor till almost 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Back to paradise. Well, I'll tell you what,
man. Worth it?
Oh yeah, it was fun. Yeah, we had a good time, and I tell you what, the mosquitoes almost carried us away down there. Man, they were horrible. Warren Michaels. I was talking to him before we left to go down there. He said, "If you bring one thing, bring mosquito repellent." They're that bad. He said they are horrible, and boy, he was right. Man, they just almost carried you away. It was unbelievable. They were terrible, but brought back a lot of memories of my old duck hunting days down at Sabine Pass.
Yeah, or the Anahuac Wildlife Refuge, or Sabine County.
Oh my goodness. I used to walk across that salt grass, and sometimes you had to walk backwards so you could breathe. There were so many mosquitoes.
It was terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Oh, man.
I don't know how cattle kept from just clogging their nose and their lungs up with mosquitoes, you know, at night.
Oh,
breathing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was horrible. And all we had for mosquito repellent back then was that old 612. Remember that?
612, baby.
Yeah. And it would put it on your hands and take the varnish off the forearm of your shotgun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It would.
The varnish would get sticky.
It had so much DEET in it, it didn't melt anything.
It would.
We're still here. It didn't kill us.
Oh my goodness! Oh, that stuff was horrible. But you had to use it.
I remember when my brother came home from Vietnam. We went duck hunting. He said, "I got some stuff that'll keep them off of us." He had those little plastic bottles of that Pure DEET that they wore over there. He said, yeah, those mosquitoes are big as hummingbirds over there.
Oh, man. I can imagine. Oh, they couldn't beat Sabine Pass Sea Rim Marsh, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's,
gosh. Yeah, I remember hunting out there with my dad. My dad and I'd walk across that salt grass. And there was
clouds
just,
of
black
just rolling
clouds
out of them.
Oh, a black cloud of them hanging over you. Oh, it was just horrible. You couldn't breathe. You
we got
to
blind one
nostrils
morning over there near Anahuac, and one of my customers goes, "Man, what's that? Y'all hear that humming noise?" I said, "Yeah, that's mosquitoes." You know, yeah, we all had mosquito dope on, but they, you know how they'll just hover around you?
And oh,
it,
yeah,
it was quiet, and you could just hear them just humming. Millions
oh, yeah,
of them.
Oh, I'm itching just thinking about it. Yeah, it was horrible. But anyway, back to the fishing. Yeah, it was fun. The snook didn't cooperate too much, but we never did land one. We hooked about 8 good ones, and
right.
But we broke off. We broke off about 8 big ones, and you know, we were down there because we were after the big snook, and this is when they come in to spawn, and
right,
and we hooked. I guess we hooked about 8. They were up to about 20 pounds, man, and they were big, nice snook, and sharks got a couple of them. And, oh yeah,
Taxman's bad in Florida too, huh?
Oh yeah, you got to deal with those. You know, I hooked. What happened with me one time is I hooked one shark, and he was probably about a 5-footer, and I thought he was going to spool me. You know, he almost took all my line, and I tightened down my drag. I tightened down my drag to stop him, and finally turned that shark and got most of my line back, and then he cut me off. But I got my line back, and he cut my leader. Well, you know, I retied and everything, and I didn't back off on my drag. Well, the next cast, I hooked about a 20-pound snook almost off the end of my rod tip. I was reeling up, and the snook hit me. And, boy, he came out of the water shaking. And, boy, I went to back off of my drag, and he came out of the water again shaking. Too late, yeah. And he got my leader
Zing
in his
pal
gill plate. in his gill plate and shredded that leader.
Hey, that gill raker is it's as sharp as a razor blade, man.
It is. He shredded that leader. He really did with his gill plate.
Gosh,
man, and he was
another heartbreaker.
He was probably 20 pounds. Yeah, he was a good snook.
That's a good one.
But he was. He's pretty. But
where out in Florida were you fishing out of?
We were out of Everglades City.
Everglades City?
Chokoloskee. Yeah, Chokoloskee. Yeah, that area. And went south. We actually run about 20 miles south out of Chokoloskee. And, boy, it's some beautiful country.
That is gorgeous down there, ain't it?
Oh, I'm telling you, man. You know, it is some beautiful country. But, and we got rained on. God, we got drenched one day. We got drenched. And a lot of thunderstorms. And after we came back, I text Ward. We had a party the very next day. And I asked him how they did. He said they hooked 2 snook and then got hammered, got rained out.
Yeah, it's been a kind of year for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and then the rain really set in on them. So they were just totally rained out.
Goodness.
So we lucked out. I mean, we didn't have too bad of weather. The wind wasn't bad or anything like that. So it was pretty. We got to fish every day. But
right.
We caught a lot of trout. and did you? With everything else. Yeah.
Any big ones?
No. You know, 20-inch fish.
Yeah.
Good solid trout, but a lot of them. And we were catching them on hoagies, major minnows, you know.
Hoagie
kind of the
major
colors.
Minnows. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Old Dusty keeps him supplied, boy. And catching most of them on that roach with the black back, gold right. side, metal flake, chartreuse
good
tail.
Bait.
Though it is, yeah.
A good bait.
And Dusty keeps him supplied because every time I've gone down there, that's been a go-to bait for those snook. That's been a good
that,
bait.
Is that bait still that wide body shad looking bait?
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's what I first paddle tail I ever fished with was, hoagies. Back when, when Jack Hollingsworth had the company and
He
used to load me down with so many baits. But we were all fishing one day. We were over in East Bay waiting the South Shoreline, and I pulled out that clear glitter one with a black back. It didn't even have a dip chartreuse tail. You couldn't get it back. Those trout were nuking it, and everybody's making fun of me putting that bait on until I went to just wearing them out with it.
And yeah.
Boy, we never looked back. I don't know how many fish died to the hands of that bait right there. My gosh.
Oh, I'm telling you.
And I mean some big trout, too. We used to catch some monster trout on that bait, buddy.
Yes, sir, I guarantee you.
You don't hear many people throwing them anymore around here. I mean, hoagie was big back in the day.
Oh, I know. I know it.
There's shad tails.
Yeah, I like that major minnow. I like that bigger bait.
Yeah, it looks just like a shad.
It does.
And it throws
it
good,
does.
Works good.
Yeah, you want a big fish, you throw a big bait, you know.
Yes.
I always tell everybody, a big fish hits a big bait. I guarantee you. Man. But, there was some nice trout down there.
Yeah.
Of course, we just.
What's their limit now over there as far as they have a slot and all that like we do or what?
Yeah. Their limit is three.
Three? Last time I fished there, it was seven. You could catch seven. Well, it depended on what part of the coast you were. You know, the upper part from like Clearwater up was seven, and then below that, it was five.
Yeah. And I think their size limit is about like ours. I think it was like 15 to 19, but I think it was like 15 to 20, I believe.
Yeah.
Something like that. Of course, we didn't keep anything. We were just releasing everything. But I caught quite a few that were like, 18 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nice, solid fish, really.
Yeah.
And good solid fish.
That's
and,
the new norm.
And we waited some good, sand flats with grass pockets on them and all that. So, good looking trout areas.
Yeah. Good looking bull shark areas too, buddy.
Yes, they were.
Man, they got some bull sharks over there to curl your hair.
Oh, man. Several years ago, I was down there and we went to one area and Ward says, "Hey, don't get over knee deep here." I said, "Really? Big ones?" He said, "Biggest bull sharks I've ever seen."
Yeah, they got them, man.
Oh, man. I said, "Well, don't worry. I won't." We
always
picked,
listen to your guide. Whatever the guide says, follow instructions.
We waited one bar. We waited one sandbar this week, we were throwing into a gut, and the tide was ripping, and we were working this gut, and there were some sharks in there too, but we were catching trout too, and there was a sandbar, there was a flat to our left, and a lot of bait on that flat, and all of a sudden, man, there was about a 6 or 7 foot shark came up out of that gut, up onto that flat, and he was tearing that bait up, boy. He was blowing it up, man. And one of the guys with me, boy, he was giving that shark an evil eye. Boy, he was really watching him.
I'm going to run back to the boat and have a drink of water and a sandwich, and y'all let me know when you get them going.
Yeah.
Lord.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let me knock this break out, Lynn. I'll come back and we'll continue on. Hang on a second.
All right,
buddy. All right, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke, 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, their bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand at the store. They have all their different size bottles on display and all their regulators, diffusers. They even refill for you right there at the store. And if you need more info on it, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. When you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood, no farm-raised at Boyd's. If you're looking for the big 9-12-count shrimp, they've always got them. And check out all their other seafood, you know, fresh crab, all of that. They've got it going on at Boyd's, and their Cajun Grill next door puts out some really good food, and their Santa Fe location also. Give them a call at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel at SIDA, anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 518 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we are back, man.
Boy, we fished an area that you would have loved, man. It was a sandbar, kind of came out to a point, and off to the right, you could see that current was ripping coming in, and you could just knew that those fish were laying, just ambushing bait coming off this flat, you know, and where it dropped off, And this buddy of mine eased off that sandbar. And as he was easing off the sandbar, I looked over, and there's about a three-foot stingray laying there. Ugh. And I said, "Hey, that's a stingray, man. Stingray were here to your left." He walked right by that stingray, didn't even see it. And I said, we had ray guards on, but still, you know, you don't want to step on that bad boy. But and then that stingray swam off right by him. He never saw it. But anyway, he was
throwing
a... Well,
what used to scare the heck out of me is when those manatee would just pop up out of nowhere next to you.
Oh, yeah.
Go, oh, my gosh.
Oh, look, yeah.
Look at this tub of lard.
We saw a bunch of them, too.
Prop scars all over them.
Yeah, we hit one. We hit one going out one morning. Yeah, doing about 40 miles an hour, we hit one.
Yeah, they don't move too good. They don't get out of the way like sharks and everything else. They're a little slower.
No. And, boy, we saw a tarpon jump. I guarantee that tarpon looked like 150 pounds or better. And he made two jumps out there, just free jumping. And, boy, pretty big old tarpon. But anyway, back to that place we were fishing. You just knew that these snook and sharks and everything else were laying there, just ambushing the bait coming off this flat, you know.
Right.
And that buddy might ease over off that point, and he was throwing a rattle trap, a silver-sided blueback rattle trap. And, I said, man, just throw it right up here. Let that current just drift that rattle trap off that bar. First cast, man, he threw it out there. That thing no sooner hit the water, and bam, boy, so it hit. He set the hook on that fish. Well, it was about a five-foot shark.
Oh,
that
boy.
That shark inhaled it. And anyway, he had him on for about 30 seconds, you know, and it cut him off. And he said, "What do you think it was?" I said, "I know what it was. It's a shark." I said, "I could see him shaking his head." And I said, "It is a shark." And he said, "Well, I hope he chokes on that rattle trap."
I said, "No, he's mad now. He's going to come back and eat you."
Yeah, really.
You done stirred him up.
Boy, but that soon as that bait hit the water, he had it. Boy, he had it.
Threw it in his mouth.
Yep. I mean, as soon as it hit the water. But man, there was some pretty area we fished, I'll guarantee you.
It's beautiful down there, man. Whole different world.
It is. And incredible. But we didn't see any real big sharks, you know, like I have in the past down there.
6 and 7 footers are big enough for me.
Yeah. Well, it is when they're real close to you. I guarantee
you. They look like a submarine.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, one time we were down there, one of Ron Elton's and Brent Goin and I were down there. And we were wading one point. Elton's was up close to the mangroves, and Brent was in the middle, and I was out deep. And we had a big raft of mullet out there, and all of a sudden, man, this shark hit those mullet out there deep, just exploded on them. And then that shark turned and came toward us, and he was a big one. Yeah, he was probably 7 or 8 footer. And he turned, and here he came. And I said, uh-oh. And Ron, boy, he was always afraid of sharks anyway. And of course, here came that shark straight to him, you know. And I said, "Well, just stand still. And that shark came right straight to him and swam right by him. I bet that shark came within 4 feet of him, 4 or 5 feet of him, and just swam by him. And he says, "I don't know what kind he is, but he's big." I said, "Well, I know what he is. I can tell you. I can see him." And it was a big bull. It really was.
That's a big bull.
And it swam right by him. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
once they get up, you know, to that length, they start swelling up and getting big as a barrel, man. They get real broad, you know, big girth on them. Big old girthy shark. They are nasty.
Yeah. Oh, they are. But boy,
that's one of the most unpredictable sharks there is. I think more people are probably bit by bull sharks than any other species, you know, here in our area.
Yeah.
And even over in Florida. I think Daytona Beach, that's the That's a shark bite capital of the world right there.
And most of them get bit in the water that's off color, too. You know,
true.
It's off color. And that's what's bad. One of the guys with us one day hooked a snook, and a snook came out of the water shaking. And this all of a sudden, he was about probably 30 yards from me. And a bull shark, about a 4 or 5 foot bull shark, came right by me on my right side, just right by me, headed toward that snook. And then here came another one on my left side, headed toward that snook. And the water was kind of off color. I said, "We're out of here. We're getting up on that sandbar." You know, we're going to get out of this off color water. But that's when you get bit, is in that off color water, standing up water.
Very true.
Yeah, you want to get out of that. But you don't want to just sit there and thrash around.
You know, a lot of people think they're safe swimming, you know, upstream and bayous and rivers and stuff this time of year. Man, that's where they live. That's where they go.
Oh, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bull shark, he's fine in fresh water.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, a friend of mine that catfishes up there in the top end of Trinity, you know, and all that marsh back there, with that river, the way it was raging and roaring this year. I mean, he's catching bull reds and bull sharks. And, well, and the catfish he was hooking, they were eating them. And so it's, you don't get any fresher than that water. Those the bull reds and the bull sharks are still in it with the catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, we never thought about that as a kid. You know?
We just didn't know.
No.
You know, they're just, you know, we didn't have the education we have now. You know, so many people fishing now and seeing all these different things, and you got cell phones and videos and pictures and all that, and seeing's believing, man.
Yeah, that's a fact. But I just don't think that the sharks were as many of them back then as there are now.
There really weren't. I mean,
no.
You know, we've always had just kind of had that fear of them, knowing they were in the water. Well, you're in their domain. I mean, it's their world we're living in. And
sure.
But they're just so much more prevalent these days. The population's exploded on them.
Oh, it has. It has. Yeah, it's crazy.
No.
I don't know what they can do about it. I really don't. You know, I really don't know.
You're not going to thin them out with a limit of one.
No. No, you're not. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they can do. But, like I say, a limit of one won't do it.
No, it's not even going to knock a dent in them. Kind of like our trout limits of three, you're not hurting anything at all.
No, not at all.
Just think about how many trout the dolphins and the sharks eat in a day's time on the Texas coast.
Oh, man. Well, you know,
more than we can take.
Oh, listen, man. You know, if I'm fishing an area and we're catching a lot of, you know, undersized trout, and you know how many of those dolphins are eating. I just leave them.
Yeah, you're just feeding the local wildlife, man.
Oh, they're eating everyone you release, everyone. So you're just feeding them.
That's it.
Yeah. So it's crazy.
Feral hogs of the bay.
they hang around you, you know, like dogs. And I had a customer. And he was scared to death. We were waiting out at the hump. You know how bad the sharks are out there.
Oh, yeah.
And this dolphin hung around us out there, man, like a shark, you know. And this customer was scared to death of sharks. And he said, "I don't like this. I don't like this." I said, that's a porpoise, man. He's, you know, the shark isn't going to come around you when he's around you.
Nope.
So they'll kill sharks. And he said, I don't care. I don't like it. I don't like it. I said, "Believe me, he's not going to hurt you."
Well, you know, that's when you should have loaded him up and said, hey, you want to see some sharks? I'm going to take you down to Greens.
Oh, man, yeah.
Let's go down to Cotton and Greens. I'll show you some sharks, buddy.
Oh.
Or Powderhorn. Powderhorn's gotten bad, I heard, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad back when I'd fished down there, man. Me and Blaine were in there one morning, and he said, do you see that? I said, yeah, that was a big fin. And then we're waiting on, we're already in the water. We're waiting on first cast, you know, shooting time. And with the tournament, you could leave when you wanted to, but you couldn't throw till 6 o'clock. And if sharks were bad in there. We caught a lot of trout in there, though.
Well, that's why the sharks were there.
We had to go there. It was a southwest wind. I didn't know anywhere else to go around there. I didn't know that area like you guys do.
Yeah.
We just got out of the wind.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a good area, you know. No doubt about that.
Well, but, that one drain that comes off the ranch there, what they call that boggy or whatever. Man, we stood in front of that, and it was a topwater fest. Or how these new guys say it now, it was a nice topwater sesh, brah. Topwater sesh.
Yeah. I love going back in the second boggy. I run back in there and jump out of the boat, but there's a resident alligator in there. He's about 12 or 13 feet long.
Man, you know.
Yeah, well, he is.
He's a real man.
Oh, yeah. Well. I jumped out of the boat with my customer. And my customer said, what's that right there? I said, oh, that's an alligator, and he's a big one. Yeah, we just keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
So he was cruising at shoreline, and he's in there every day, you know. But, when they get up to about 10 feet.
There used to be a giant one that hung out over there around the Army hole, too.
Oh, yeah.
We used to talk about. Yeah. Like 13, 14 footer. I mean, a mammoth.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of them over there. And there's an 8 footer and then a big one. And I went in there in the Army hole and had some guys, and one of them wanted to wait. And these other two guys didn't want to wait. So I dropped one guy off on that south shoreline. I didn't tell him about that alligator. And the alligator's got a slide over there. You got a slide on that back side back there, right. And by the old fence. And I idled back over on the other side with these other two guys and let them fish with some shrimp or whatever. And when I got over there and I anchored up, I told those two guys about that alligator. And I said, keep an eye on your buddy. I said, we'll keep an eye on him. And he was wading along there, and he's casting, you know, and he's throwing plastic. And boy, he was walking along there, and all of a sudden, man, he came to an abrupt stop. And he stopped and looked, and boy, he turned around, and man, he was hot-footing it back down that shoreline, boy. And he hollered at us to come pick him up.
Yeah,
so, me too. So we pulled the anchor up. We idled back out there. He said, man, there's a huge alligator over there. I said, oh, yeah, he's kind of a resident alligator. He lives right over by that fence. He said, oh, my God. He said, I
don't
walked right
impede his territory, man. Stay out of there.
That's right. But he was laying right there by his slide. And he'll get your attention. Oh, my goodness.
In a heartbeat.
Somebody videoed a guy wading out in front of the Army hole here a while back. And it was funny. The video shows that guy, and he's wading along the shoreline throwing topwater or something. And they video the guy, and then they slowly video behind him. And I think it was that 8-footer was swimming behind him, following him, just following that wader.
Puppy dogging him. All right, Lynn.
Exactly.
Well, I got a roll, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming down to POC and hooking up, how do they get a hold of you? Give them some info, man.
Yes, sir, man. They can get me at 361-935-6833.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a fun trip over to Florida, and look forward to next year.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
All right, buddy.
You betcha.
Well, Lynn, always good talking to you. Glad you had a good time. See you, man.
All right, man. Have a good one, Mick.
Later, bud. All right.
Bye.
Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you. From five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:39 here in the Bayou City on a Sunday morning. Let's run down San Leon, Galveston Way. I don't know where this guy's fishing out of this morning. We'll find out. Captain Steve Hillman. Hillman, what's up, man?
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
I'm getting ready to test the waters.
Tessa Waters on a Sunday morning. A little breezy this morning, isn't it?
Unfortunately, when I looked earlier, it was gusting to 18. What's it doing right now? Same.
Well, I'll check it real quick.
It's come down some.
Where are you at, San Leon or Waterman's, or where are you at this morning?
Man, I can't tell you, Mickey.
No, you can't. You'd have to kill me.
I'm not going to be able to share that information.
Okay.
No. I'm at, I just pulled up top water. Just pulled south up top
at,
water.
South at 16, gusting to 20.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right where you're at, south at 20.
All the weekend.
180 degrees true, here. Baby.
Man, this is going to be fun. And I'm running the picket fence on top of that.
Picket fence.
We'll make it work. I know where to go as long as there's not a boat there.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, no, I took off yesterday. And me and Kimberly just hung out, went and ate, watched a movie. And I've been to a theater in probably 15 years. Went and watched Superman.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. It was pretty cool.
Superman.
I love superhero. I love superhero movies.
Do you?
I always have. I don't know why. I guess because I live in a fantasy world.
Well, if you're going to be a fishing guide, you better have a fantasy world.
Yeah. But now, fished Friday, had a two-boat deal, me and Rusty and Frank and their buddies from that they normally go to Friadosa with.
Right.
And, of course, it got calm. And when it gets calm, and we didn't have a lot of tide, we didn't have a lot of current that day. Had a little west wind early, maybe 8 or 9.
Right, then, but it laid down. It got slick as glass.
It laid down, and I mean, it was like it was. The whole bay was a sheet of glass, and you could go anywhere you wanted, do anything you wanted. And it was just really easy fishing. Caught a lot of fish between our two boats, like a lot of fish.
Right, that's good.
But it was fun. Had a couple of decent trout mixed in. I had one about 23 and a half, 24 inches. Everything else is just regular solid fish. A lot of tide runners, but a lot of fun, man. We had a good time. Came in at noon, had a good lunch, and just a good, fun day. But that water's getting real clear in a lot of places. That fresh water that's been in our system, even though we still have a little bit coming down the Trinity, it's starting to dissipate, and the water's really shaping up everywhere.
Yeah.
We had some good tide exchanges at night. Our best tides have been at night. Seems to be the better part of this year. It seems to be. Doesn't it to you?
Seems that way, doesn't it? Just like today, you're sitting on a high right now, and then you'll have you an outgoing all day, a negative 0.5 coming off at 1.3, so you almost have a 2 foot, you know, long outgoing all day long.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. It's a negative 0.7. It's even stronger. That was yesterday in 0.5. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty.
Tomorrow, the next 2 days, you got a negative 0.8 Monday and Tuesday. So it's going to be a good, strong outgoing all day long.
Huh. Yeah, I'm fishing today and tomorrow, and then Tuesday's my only day off this week.
Well, that's good.
I've got some stuff to do. So, yeah, I'm going to have a busy week. Last week wasn't so busy. I had some cancellations. Kind of screwed me up a little bit, but it comes with the territory. It's going to happen.
So, already got a listener texted, said, don't forget to ask Steve about his spray guards for the transducer to be sure and put his number out. He wants to get it. So.
Yeah, man, I've got plenty of them. Just
do you?
Holler at me. Yeah.
Those are made out of what, stainless?
Yeah, they're 14-gauge stainless, yep.
Okay.
But they'll fit just about any manufacturer's transducer. A lot of folks have problems with the transducer spraying water up in the air and up against their up under their cowling, up under their motor and whatnot. You don't have to drill any new holes in your transom. You just loosen the two screws on the bracket on your transducer bracket. And
it slides in behind
slotted.
It.
Yeah, it's slotted. You just slide it in behind it and tighten it back up, and you're good to go. It's real easy. But, yeah, give me a holler. Anybody needs
and
one.
And while you're at it, go ahead and put you some more of that, what is it, 5201, that good sealer we use?
Yeah.
Or 5200. I forget the number on it. But
there's 5200, then 5200 Quick Cure. Or you can just use silicone. You can just use silicone, too, whatever. But, yeah, it's real easy. And what happens is you let that water keep spraying up onto your cowling. It gets eventually it's going to get on your block and everything else, and you're going to have some electrolysis problems.
Sure.
So it helps increase the longevity of your motor. So.
Well, this day and age, we definitely want longevity.
I'm telling you, man, as expensive as everything is these days, got to make everything last as long as we can.
I'm with you.
But no.
Tell me about that Flamingo Flash the other day. You put it on. You know, we were talking about it that morning. Boy, you started tearing them up with it.
Yeah, that water just, like I was saying, it got so clear. It got beautiful. And we had a lot of balls of shad. I was fishing some deep structure. I think I told you the other day, when it's calm at least and I can get out there, we're catching a lot of fish in a lot deeper water than I had been fishing, you know, last couple of months. And when I say deep, I'm talking 7 to 10 feet,
right?
Mainly a lot of ledges, a lot of submerged structure. And we're drifting this one area where that's my guy calling me. I guess he doesn't know I'm here, but,
you need to take that call.
Yeah. But,
put the outdoor show on hold.
You're right. We're fishing this one stretch and like I said, there's these little button shad all over the place, glass menace, just tons of bait, not a lot of mullet, just a lot of little bitty stuff.
Yeah.
And man, I start hearing that popping sound, just popping and slurping. And they were just poking holes in these shad. They were just poking holes in the surface. And obviously it was trout. You know, we saw a few ladyfish on the outskirts, and a lot of people don't know how to tell the difference between when a ladyfish, I mean, we all do, but when a ladyfish is hitting the top of the water, they hit horizontally. They spray water everywhere. Yeah. Trout comes up from underneath and blows holes. And these
they just suck a hole in the water.
Yeah, and I'm like, holy crap. And y'all reel in, and we we trolled over there. And you know, it was kind of out in the mud. It was kind of random. And, I mean, everybody hooked up with really, really good trout. But, yeah, that Flamingo Flash and that green water, that high-vis water, with that, and our sun had finally come out. You know, it was real overcast
right in
the morning. And it has so much glitter in it. It's got this – the glitter is just real iridescent. It's just really, really – I can't explain it. It's just kind of –
That's probably why they call it – well, it's pink flash, you know, Flamingo Flash.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of flash to it.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because I videoed some flamingos the other day. We're wade fishing.
I saw that picture, man. That was cool. Real pink flamingos. Those weren't roseate spoonbills. Those were flamingos, man. Still
well,
eggs.
I'm telling you, and we were wading, and I've seen them 3 or 4 times this year from a distance. I never tried to get any pictures. I was running a couple times and saw them flying one day, and we're wading the shoreline, and I told TJ and his son, I said, man, they were like 275 yards away. I said, those are too big to be roseate spoonbills, you know? And they're just kind of listening to me like, okay, whatever. Like most people do when I'm talking.
They more gad talk.
let it go in one ear and out the other as they should. And so anyway, and then we're catching a few fish. And about 10 minutes later, TJ starts yelling at me. He says, look behind you. And they're flying behind me. And I'm like, holy cow, those are. And they went and landed right back where I'd seen them originally. And I went and put my rod back in the boat. I grabbed my phone, and I stalked them. I waited like 200 and something yards, and they let me get within 20 yards of them. There's four of them. It was pretty cool. I got a lot of good videos and pictures of them.
But, wildlife
photographer. And then a day later, my – case of Flamingo Flash Bass Assassin shows up on my front step from Robin at Bass Assassin, so it's kind of ironic. But no, all those lighter colors work good Friday. The chartreuse silver glitter, straight lime truce. We caught a few on slamming chicken early that morning when it was kind of still low light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we popped out of the right out of the chute. We started catching fish Friday morning. I mean, like our first stop,
right.
And Well, that tide's up a little bit this morning. It's highest I've seen it.
All right, it's going to go out.
You get all these goofballs. They park right in front of the boat ramp. God, people have no common sense whatsoever. But anyway, so, I mean, it's just crazy. There's all this other.
Oh, what a goat show, man.
It really is. But no, once it got light, then we switched over lighter colors, and it was such easy fishing. We caught fish everywhere we stopped. But again, you know, got to qualify this. The conditions got near perfect. And when it's like that, you almost can't not catch them, you know?
Right.
And then Frank and them and his boat, they caught most of theirs on top water, drifting in deep water. Mm-hmm. They were drifting 7-8 foot of water, and they caught almost everything on top water.
Well, we're getting into that time of year, man, where we can start working top waters. Well, you got to have the right crew. I mean, you get a bunch of yahoos out there with top waters, you're just taking your life in your own hands.
Yeah.
But you get a good crew. I mean, top waters are so much fun out of the boat. You're up higher, and you can see how those fish approach that bait before they commit to it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
And I've noticed it's hard. It's really hard for people to throw in egg beaters to work a topwater the right way.
It is. You know, guys that are good with them can, but the average Joe can't. It's not. They can do a lot much better with a bait caster.
But no, I wish every day was like that. It just makes our lives so much easier, you know.
No doubt.
But today may not be one of those days.
a little breeze out there. That'll kill your open water, deep water pattern.
I know. Morning. All right. But
they showed up.
Sorry.
No cancellation.
No, we're good. Hey man, I'm gonna park over here. All righty. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting this morning with this wind like this. We'll make it work. Hell, one of the areas me and you and Joe fish, it was blowing pretty good out south that day. I'm still catching fish over there, but that spot there, that stretch, is kind of hard to do on a weekend, though, for obvious reasons.
Well, is that where the boats got us that pulled in and anchored up and cut our drift off?
No.
Is that spot you're talking about?
No.
There was
no.
A lot of trout there. That was fun. I like fishing like that.
By the burning bush you're talking about?
No, not the Burning
Bush.
Would
you nickname the Burning Bush?
The other place.
Oh, I don't remember, but no, this was further south, I believe. But hey, that salt cedar that you nicknamed, that one spot you nicknamed the Burning Bush.
Yeah.
That first day me and you were fishing over there, it still was hold on, I'll put you on speaker 1 second.
All right.
It was still had a lot of grain in it that salt cedar did the day you and I were fishing.
Well, about half of it was dead.
Well, now the whole shooting match is dead.
Well, that's why I named it Burning Bush. I said, pull me up here and I'll hit a cigarette lighter to that and it'll go up like a torch.
I guarantee it would, but no, now the whole thing's dead. But, and I told the guys Friday, I said, Mickey nicknamed that the Burning Bush. I said, he put the hex on it. Now it's all dead.
There's a lot of fish right there, though. That was a good stretch,
man.
Right through there.
Well, that's where that school that went out deep popped up in those shad.
Right.
But
man, that's what I'm hungry for is to get, you know, some calm days where you can get out there and get on your trolling motor and chase those balls of shad around when the fish ball them up and they're popping them. Man, that's some good trout fishing when that happens, brother.
It is, and it's just so much more fun than.
Look, it is. Fish, gives you a target to throw at. You know, everybody knows. Yeah, see that black spot? That's those shad. Throw right there. You'll get a bite.
For sure, and it's just so much more enjoyable for everybody because you're not bouncing around. You're not. You know, let's face it. 9 times out of 10, now with the new limits and all that, you're going to get stupid fish you're allowed to get. But man, it's so much more fun to just be able to run around and do whatever you want and
do
catch
different
as many
stuff,
as you
yeah.
want and catch them however you want, you know, but we do what we have to do. We always make it work, but man, it's people. there's some people this morning.
Well, I should have went yesterday when it was calm.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they did. I think there was a couple of tournaments.
They probably got them. That's why they're back today.
Yeah,
get their second three-piece.
Yeah.
You know? All right, Hillman. Well, you're a busy man. You got to get your boat in, get your old sports loaded up.
I already did. I did all that while I was talking to you.
Well, that was pretty entertaining. Throw them out a number. Somebody can reach you. They want to go fishing.
All right, man. 409-256-7937.
All right. Check out that burning bush for me today.
I might go take a look at it.
All right, dog. See you, Steve.
All right. Thanks, Mickey.
Later. All right. All right, that's Captain Steve Hillman. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break and the national anthem. And sit back, get another cup. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.